You know, you once said that I was your most promising engineering student in my first year. I helped you build a brand new curriculum for your basic warp design students when you felt the academy's was a bit outdated. I helped your brother write his quantum chemistry text, a text that is now standard at the academy. And when I wrote my first Holland novel, it was you that I wanted to show it to first. I'm just now realizing that I have craved your approval for the better part of my life. Bottom line, I'm not a fool. You know that. So why did you think you could trick me with this ridiculous dossier? Did you honestly think I would fall for this? Don't play dumb with me. I know bullshit when I see it. I know a lie when it's being thrown in my face by someone I thought was a mentor, a colleague, a friend? Or is that why Starfleet sent you specifically to soften this blow? You still don't know what I'm talking about, huh? This dossier. It's fake! Well, it's not fake per se, but it is misleading, isn't it? All this intel, all these calculations are exaggerated, inflated, and you know it. You must know it. I know it. This information is presented as if we actually have a fighting chance, but we don't. This ship, my ship, wasn't made for stealth missions. It wasn't made to instigate a war. This is a ship of science and exploration, and the people aboard it are no different. When I come to them with this, there will be resistance, perhaps a mutiny. What do you mean, be their captain? This is not what they signed up for, and this is not what I would ask of them. I will be their captain, but I will not be their executioner. I would rather turn in my badge and pips right here, right now, than force those people to give up their lives. Yes, they will be giving up their lives because this is a suicide mission. And for what? So that you can look good sending in your little minion? Oh, because someone went missing within those borders, uh-huh. What were they doing there in the first place, spying? On a species we have a treaty with, a species who requested peace, protection, and privacy in exchange for a multitude of raw materials that we need, that we use every day. Do you even know where we would be without them? Without this species? In this area of space? How about you calculate that? Calculate where we would stand if this plan goes awry. Starfleet would be outsiders at an enormous disadvantage in this region. My crew, my ship, me, all martyrs. For a war with no cause that you can't win. A war that if I was going to be alive to see it, I would make sure you wouldn't win. I won't do this. You know me. You know I won't do this. I won't lie to my crew. I won't pretend this is a mission that I stand by. I won't take their lives. I won't take their futures. I will not rip parent from child, wife from husband, sister from brother. Not for you, not for anyone. So, what's the alternative? Oh, come on. Starfleet has plans, secondary plans, tertiary plans. Don't act like this is the only way. Can't we wait any longer for this spy to appear or repair his communication systems if they're damaged? You're not afraid he's turned code, are you? Then you can't send someone else, a crew more prepared for an altercation? Oh, you're right. Any heavy weapon systems will light up their sensors like a freaking hypernova. I can't believe I'm about to suggest this. But isn't there another ship? A similar ship? Another science vessel in the area? It doesn't have to be us. There has to be someone else who can do this job just as well. I can't sacrifice my crew for this. There is no conceivable reason that it has to be us, Admiral. It doesn't have to be us. This is my home, These people are my family. Please. Please don't let it be us. I'm begging you. Please. Yes, yes, that sounds fine. What is it called? The USS Winnow. That's a science vessel, sure, but a much newer one than mine. Losing it's gonna make a few people upset, for sure. But can you do it? Can you fix all of this, make it go away? Can you convince Starfleet to sacrifice the Winnow instead? Well, I thought it would already be worth your while to save a friend's life and to save almost 1,000 others. To do a friend a favor, but fine. What can I do for you in return? Be your... what? All these years, and particularly today, I never thought you had any romantic feelings for me, let alone the desire to have me as your... how did you so tactfully put it? Ah, your fuck toy. You want me to be your fuck toy at your beck and call whenever you have the slightest urge. You really think that I would sell myself like this? You really think that I won't tell your superiors that you... Starfleet gives out the same combat training year after year. You think I don't know how to counter a bigger, stronger opponent? You're really gonna make this the only way to save my crew, aren't you? Fine, but I want to make this very clear. This is not for you. This is for them. Computer, seal my ready room. No one in or out. Disable all communications and security monitoring systems both to and from this room. Authorization, Vulture Pi Alpha. Fine, Admiral, you want me to be your fuck toy. All right. Your willing fuck toy. You know, I can do that a lot more efficiently if you let me go. That's better. Now, I suppose this wouldn't be the first time I've been naked in my ready room. It's the only place I get any real privacy. This is what you always wanted, isn't it? For me to strip for you? To submit to you completely? For me to have no choice but to do whatever you tell me to do? You always praised me for my innovation, my adaptability. This is what you really liked about me, huh? This tight, petite frame, my perky tits, long legs, round little ass. You want me to do a little turn for you? I guess it's kind of nice to be appreciated for something other than my intelligence for a change. How would you like me? My apologies. How would you like me, Admiral? Across the desk? I thought so. This has just been one long tease for you, hasn't it? Our entire relationship all leading up to this moment. You recommended me for this command after I passed your intergalactic comparative politics class with flying colors. And now you're getting undressed in my ready room, telling me to bend over my desk. Now my legs are spread and I'm ready to be the best little fuck toy I can be for you. Because I need to be. Because I need you. Oh God. Oh fuck, you're big. Oh God, fuck. Oh, you're so big.
my God. Oh. Oh, your cock feels so big in my tiny little body. Oh my God. Oh, you like watching my tight little cunt slowly take in every thick inch of you, don't you? Oh, fuck yes. Oh, God, it's so big. Oh, you're so fucking big. Oh, being stretched to my fucking limits like this. Feeling like my hips are being broken open. Oh, feeling like your cock is just gonna poke out through my belly button. Fuck, it makes me so fucking wet. Oh, you're so... Oh, fucking huge. Oh, you're so big, Admiral. You're so smart. You planned all of this, didn't you? This is exactly what you wanted, isn't it? Admit it. This is what you always wanted. It's almost flattering. You wanted me to need you. To need your cock. To need you to use me however and whenever you want. Oh, God. Oh, you've always wanted to get me in a position where I needed something from you. That I never needed help in school. Oh, or in my career. Oh, so you saw this as your chance, huh? Your chance to finally control me. Oh, dominate me. Own me. Rape me. I felt your big fat cock twitch in my tight little pussy. You like how that sounds, don't you? Rape me. Please, please rape me, Admiral. Please rape me, Admiral. Oh, I need you to rape me. Fuck, it feels so good. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh fuck, please rape me. Please rape me, Admiral. Please. Please rape me, Admiral. Oh, please, I need you. I need your cock. Oh, I need you to rape me. Oh, how long? How long have you wanted this pussy? Oh, how long have you wanted to fill me up with your cock? To put me in my place? To force me to pleasure you? Don't you want to fuck me hard? Harder and faster? You want to savor me. Okay. Oh, then let me just rub my pussy while you savor me. While you shove your thick cock in my sweet little cunt. Oh, while you rape me. Oh, fuck yes. Rape me, Admiral. Rape me. I need you. I fucking need you. Oh, and I'm gonna keep needing you. I need you to rape me over and over and over again whenever you need something to fuck. Something wet and warm and tight to cram your cock into. Oh, I want to be your release. I want to be your desperate little fuck toy. Your personal little whore. Every time I see you. Oh, every time I see you. I want you to give me a grade. Just like old times. Grade me on how cute and how rapeable I look. Grade me on how wet my pussy gets while you're fucking my ass. Oh, this is just a new way for me to constantly crave your approval, Admiral. By being your dirty little rape toy. Oh, yes. Fuck me faster. Rape me harder. Please. Please, Admiral. Please rape me. I need it. Oh, I need you to rape me so I can shake and quiver and cum all over your big, thick cock. Oh, I need to be bent over. Oh, well, I need to be bent over while I get my tight, tiny little pussy raped by you. Oh, yes, yes, Admiral, I'm coming, Admiral, 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 I'm coming on your cock, Admiral. Oh, oh, yes, yes, Admiral. Oh, rape me, Admiral, rape me. Oh, rape me, Admiral, please, please. Oh, oh. Oh, oh, yes, yeah. Oh, oh, fuck, fuck, Admiral, yes, yes, rape me. Oh, oh, thank you. Oh, thank you, Admiral. Thank you. Thank you for raping that orgasm out of me. You've always wanted to come on my face. Then let me get on my knees and squeeze my tits together for you. Oh, your cock looks so good up close. Your balls bouncing back and forth while you jerk off. So fucking hot. Please come all over me while I massage my tits and rub my wet, sticky fingers all over my nipples. I love getting all wet and messy and shiny for you. Oh, fuck yes, come on my face. Oh my god, it's so much. Oh. Oh, fuck, that tastes so good. Oh, fuck, you're still going. So much cum you've been saving up just for me, huh? You've been saving all of this for me, huh, Admiral? There's so much I might just have to... scoop it up off my face. My neck. My tits. My stomach. My thighs. It's everywhere. I'd have to scoop it all up. Right into my mouth. Now, you better not forget your promise to me. No more ridiculous orders. No more problems. Or else, no more pussy, Admiral.